my mom was on the phone and she said, "I'm very concerned about this kamikaze attack." And I said, "What are you talking about?" And she said, "The airplane." And I said, "What?" And she said, the World Trade Center where your brother works.
David Petorti was at home with his family in Cary, North Carolina, when he learned that his older brother James, an employee at Marsh & McLennan in New York, had been killed on September 11, 2001.
The TV was on and I saw that image that everybody on Earth has seen of just the smoke coming out of the tower and just, you know, stood there dumbfounded. And I said, "What floor was he on?" And she said he was on the 95th floor. And I knew it was 110 stories, so I was counting down with my eyes, you know, where is that hole? And man, it was right where that hole was. And I just remember that sinking feeling in my stomach, just that nausea of, oh my God.
You've said that you became, of course, very, very sad, but never angry.
Mm-hmm.
Hard for many very angry Americans to believe.
When this happens to you, when you lose someone in your family, when you are directly affected by violence, the last thing in the world you want is for there to be more violence. So your reaction is, no more. So that was my reaction. No more violence, no more anger. I was angry at a world where this could happen. I was angry for whatever it was we've contributed to the world to make people hate us so much that they would want to attack us in this way. But I've had discussions with other people in my group, and just no anger, just sadness that there's this evil in the world, and how can I reduce it? How can I prevent there from being more death?